JC Corcoran Podcast.
Old St. Nick's got bourbon breath. It's so cold you could catch your death. A cop sold me some crystal meth. It's a merry f***ing Christmas. Everything's so Christmassy. The streets are twinkling with frozen pea. My priest just sat on Santa's knee. It's a merry f***ing Christmas. All the kids go to bed each night to dream what Santa brings them. Unless they're Jewish or Muslim or some other chip religion. Crappy toys flying off the shelves. Midgets dressed up to look like elves. Spread good cheer or burn in hell. It's a merry f***ing Christmas. All the kids go to bed each night to dream what Santa brings them. Unless they're Jewish or Muslim or some other chip religion. Crackling fires to keep me warm,
and my collection of Asian porn.
Cradle my bells and work my horn. It's a keep on trucking, last year sucking, midget chucking, slap the puckin'. How much wood can a woodchuck chuck in? Merry f***ing Christmas!
Ho ho ho!
Shut up.
No, I'm just getting warmed up.
Happy to see you again.
Don't be nervous, don't be rocky. You're a teenage guest is jockey now.
And let me begin by wishing you a beautiful look.
Did that voice inside you say, I've heard it all before? It's like deja vu all over.
Wednesday, December 7th, 2022, 70 days until pitchers and catchers report to Jupiter, Florida. JCOnTheLine.com, you know that. I go down a street about 10 minutes south of where I am right now. I go down the street all the time, and the Phillies training camp is right on the highway. All their practice fields, they have about, I must have 9 or 10 fields. And then they actually have the stadium where they play their spring training games in the main place. And that you can't see into. They have it blocked off because the people were stopping on the highway to try to peek into the ballpark from the road. And it was causing a hazard. And they're going to put up a bigger wall. So they did. But it's a beautiful facility, relatively new. And I'm telling some of you, you go past those fields and it looks like a painting. The fields don't even look real. That's how well manicured they are. And that can happen in Florida because you have sunshine and the temperature never goes below freezing. So grass just grows beautifully in the sunshine. There's a lot of irrigation that's required, obviously, because there are huge stretches in the state of Florida where you get no rain. You can go 2 or 3 months without any real serious rainfall. But boy, those fields look ready. Oh my gosh, do they look ready. It's almost criminal that there's nobody playing out there right now. That's how beautiful those fields are. It's far cry from the chilliness of St. Louis. And, you know, 70 days, though, until pitchers and catchers report. I've often said this, that, you know, when your team makes it into the playoffs and the further you go, and if you're lucky enough to get to the World Series, one of the good byproducts of all that is that it makes winter seem shorter because you figure, okay, you're still playing baseball all through October. You are playing, in a lot of cases, into the month of November. And then if you win, you're having your victory parade, you know, like the 8th, 9th, something of November. And the stank of all of that doesn't wear off for a while. The next thing you know, it's Thanksgiving. The next thing you know, it's Christmas. The next thing you know, it's Martin Luther King Day. And the next thing you know, pitchers and catchers are reporting. So, you know, how can that be bad? I always forget this girl's name.
This place going. So let's do it and let's support Forest Park forever. Yeah. We are live at Forest Park, Leah Hill, News 4.
Leah Hill. Okay, this is a relatively new gal that they have on Channel 4. They've got to do something with her look and her makeup and her hair and stuff like that because her hair is very thin and it doesn't frame her face particularly well. And it drives me absolutely batshit crazy when women who are on television news are judged almost exclusively by the way they look. It drives me nuts. By the same token, it can really hold your career back if you're not doing your hair and your makeup and your lighting correctly. And that's not fair either. And that's not right. So I say that in terms of constructive criticism, but I've watched this gal long enough to know that she is multi-talented. She is a meteorologist, but she can also do field reporting and stuff like that, and very talented. And then you got this woman on Channel 2, this Amelia Mugavero, I think that's her name. You could be looking at Channel 2's anchor person for like the next 40 years right there. There are some very, very talented women in broadcasting in St. Louis. We have a tendency to make fun of and laugh at the bad people on television, whether they are male or female, like this clown ass on Channel 5. What's his name? Oh, Brent Solomon.
I'm Brent Solomon. Today, Russia's President Vladimir Putin. Vladimir Putin. I'm Brent Solomon.
More Brent?
I'm Brent Solomon. Today was the 38th annual Thanksgiving Thanks for Giving Parade. How about that? St. Louis native Nikki Glasser was featured as honorary grand marshal. I'm Brent Solomon.
Sometimes I crack myself up. Guy. Oh, that guy cracks me up. It does not help with the credibility of local television news and the people who staff it when somebody really comes off looking that terribly. And it's been going on for years. You know, and every year it just seems to get a little worse.
And played along Colin Kaepernick. So you go, girl. Colin Kaepernick.
And radio can be just as bad. Even at the 50,000 Clear Channel voice of Del Mar Gardens, KMOX.
Local restaurants, Blueberry Hill, Canetto House of Pasta, and Poppy's Smokehouse are included.
Canetto and Poppy's Smokehouse? A couple of years back, Channel 4 got rid of this guy. What a clown ass this guy was. This Julian Grace.
Julian Grace spoke with investigators and joins us live from Sunset Hills. Good evening, Julian.
Vicky, investigators say an elderly man was headed 3 miles the wrong way when he ran into another driver. Now, that accident happened just right here off of I-44 westbound near Lindenburg.
Now, that's one of those things that's extra stupid because you can understand somebody who is not familiar with St. Louis coming in and not knowing that it's Pampy's Steakhouse or that it's pronounced Canetto's, not Canetta. But there was this guy. He was sort of famous. And we all learned about him in grade school and high school. Lindenburg?
Near Lindenburg.
And on TV and Channel 4. Oh, my God. Julius Hunter. Julius Hunter used to get so mad at Larry Connors.
For best actor, Russell Crowe in Gladiator. Ed Harris in Pollock.
I saw Julius go on a tirade once when Larry Connors pronounced the name Penelope as Penlope. This shit really happens. It really happens. I don't know why. I don't even do the podcast without checking on the pronunciation of something before I say it. And if I don't know it, I don't do the story until I have confirmed what the correct pronunciation was. Like, I have some sort of mental block up until just recently, and I couldn't recall the correct pronunciation of SZA, S-Z-A. But I didn't do any stories about SZA until I was sure what the pronunciation was. So I went to my fact checker, my 13-year-old across the hall in her bedroom. How about one more?
The 2020 inductees to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame are out. Notorious B.I.G. will be inducted, along with Depeche Mode, the Doobie Brothers, Whitney Houston, Nine Inch Nails, and Tex.
I don't know, maybe when you wake up at 2:30 in the morning or at work at 3:30 in the morning, like Claire Kellett, and you look at the teleprompter, you know, maybe under those circumstances, T-Rex. looks like Tex. So that's what you say.
Three Somali wild asses are now calling the St. Louis Zoo home.
Fataki, Liberty, and Tukia recently arrived from the San Diego Zoo. The Somali wild ass is one of the most endangered members of the horse family on the planet.
Now, see, in that case, I think the producers, because the anchor people don't write their own scripts generally. The producers write the stories, and I think the producers are just having some fun sometimes. Like, let's put it in there and see if she says it. And then there are things that occur, you know, that could happen to anybody, especially in a live TV situation, like local news.
Teachers will set a strike date, excuse me, even though it is illegal. Turning now to weather with meteorologist Mike Roberts. Mike.
That was Lisa Zygmunt. I thought she was going to die on camera. And this has got to be one of my favorite ones of all time, and I'll tell you why. It's just something that happens in electronic media, in any sort of media, in any sort of entertainment. And that is, you move around a lot. People move around a lot. I've worked at a million radio stations in St. Louis and across the Midwest and out east, and so is Mark Close. So is everybody. You get the most rare cases every once in a while with a U-man who just works at one place for his entire life. That never happens. He's the exception to prove the rule. But people move around, and sometimes you forget where you are.
39 in Cape Girardeau, most of the Channel 5 viewing area.
Where are you, Mike? And then Channel 5 had a sportscaster once, and a female, and she was on, and she started promoting something that was going to be on David Letterman coming up next, right here on Channel 5. It's like, no, you have Jay Leno. Kelly, what the hell was her name? Kelly something. And you know she was hip because she spelled it K-E-L-L-I. I don't know what else to say about Dan McLaughlin that I have not said so far. I did say something on social media yesterday that I think people generally responded well to, and that is that this isn't even a story about baseball or who's going to do the games or is he going to get fired from Bally Sports or, oh my gosh, what's going to happen. This isn't even a story about baseball anymore. This guy's an alcoholic, and he has sort of backed his own employer into a corner. You know, if you're Bally Sports, you're sitting there going, well, how do we justify putting him back on? He's going to be involved most likely in a criminal case now, because when you get picked up three times, you fall into a different category as a persistent offender, and then you are charged with felonies. You know, so if you were Bally Sports, I mean, what do you do? And like I said, it was, you know, like 50-1 in favor of what I posted. But there was one guy who said, well, you know, he could have just been, you know, 1/10 or 1/100th of a point over on the breathalyzer. It doesn't necessarily mean he was drunk. Well, there's two things about that. I don't disagree. Yes, that can happen. But we all know how drunk off your ass you've got to be when you are driving along and you're swerving from lane to lane, and you probably don't even realize you're doing it. It's unlikely that you're just one like little minuscule click into the danger zone on the breathalyzer if you're driving like that. That's number one. Number two, why is Dan McLaughlin drinking at all? He's an alcoholic. He's not supposed to be drinking at all. You know, and like I've been saying here for the last couple of days, Dan's got to get his life together. This isn't about his job or the Cardinals or anything like that. He's got a wife. He's got a couple of kids, beautiful daughters. And I don't know Dan that well. I mean, whenever I see him, we have a nice chat and everything like that. I just don't see him very often. And this isn't about baseball or anybody's job anymore. This is about a human being's life. And it's very, very clear now that Dan is not only a danger to himself, but also a danger to other people, particularly when he's out on the highway somewhere. So you got to get this right. They got to take as long as you want, Dan. You know, maybe you can work out some sort of a deal with the Cardinals where he says, look, hire somebody on an interim basis. I'm going to promise you over the course of the next year, I'm going to get this together. I'm going to get this licked once and for all. And then if I do in a year, I'll come back and, you know, would you hold my job for that period of time? And maybe the Cardinals will do that. And maybe Bally Sports will do it. We'll see. But it is interesting. It is interesting that if we like somebody, we have justification. We have rationalization. We say nice things like, I hope he gets the help he needs. If it's somebody we don't like, well, he's a fucking drunk. Throw him in the pokey and throw away the key, you know? We got to decide in this country. We have to decide whether alcoholism is like the same as, you know, getting cancer or leukemia or something. Some people can drink their asses off and they're fine and they never become alcoholics. They never become addicted to drugs, nothing like that. Other people do it one time and they're hooked. We know that. Doctors and scientists know that. Speaking of baseball, Wilson Contreras, I've been predicting all along that he's going to be the guy. Supposedly now there is a story going around that the Cardinals offered Wilson Contreras a 5-year contract, which he is now contemplating. The Cubs get Cody Bellinger. Whoa, former MVP right there. So people are not sitting on their hands. The free agents are starting to pop, if you know what I mean. Now, there's at least two ways of looking at this situation in Georgia. On a positive note, they're not sending a retarded kid to the United States Senate. It's also nice to see another hand-picked candidate by Donald Trump lose. Georgia's a very red state. And again, in one of the reddest states you've got, you had a blue guy win last night. So that's all the positive stuff. On the negative side, almost half the state still voted for Herschel Walker. He almost won. So I'm not feeling like a celebration is in order here. This Supreme Court thing is out of control. Do you know? I didn't even know. I just assumed that there was some woman whose case went to the lower courts and worked its way up and now is being considered by the Supreme Court, where a woman with some sort of quote-unquote strong religious convictions was approached by a gay couple about making some sort of a website for them, and she said, that's against my religious beliefs, because even though I don't think there's anything in the Bible that says or even mentions homosexuality, I'm not really sure about that. But like I said, I just figured this woman, you know, said, I'm going to get a lawyer, I don't want to do this, and this thing worked all the way to the Supreme Court, and now they are deciding whether or not a woman with strong religious convictions, when approached by somebody who has beliefs that violate her own, she shouldn't have to make the website. Well, guess what? This hasn't happened. This case is all theoretical. She is basically saying, just in case it ever happens, I don't want to be forced by the United States government to do this. But there is no case yet. Nobody asked her. No gay couple asked her to make a website. She's just doing this all preemptively, and the Supreme Court is considering it, and you're like, wait a minute. Oh, I saw that Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher were honored by GoFundMe.com for helping to raise $37 million for Ukrainian refugees, their effort's second largest campaign in GoFundMe history. That is very, very admirable. Talking about not sitting on your hands. You know, I took the flag down for Christmas, but I've been flying my Ukrainian flag for a long time. I think I'm just getting another flagpole and having them both out there. Have the Santa one on one side, have the Ukraine flag on the other. I mean, there was a story they did yesterday about this woman who has a little toddler kid, looks like he's about 2 years old, has cerebral palsy, and now has a fever, and there's no heat, and there's no electricity at their homes, and none at the hospital. So, you know, like, every once in a while, you see these stories about people who dedicate their Christmas to some sort of charitable cause. And they say, instead of buying a bunch of crap that we don't really need, this even involves the kids. It's like, yeah, we were going to get your fire truck and everything like that. But here's the thing. Take all the money that you're going to spend on Christmas gifts and forward that to some sort of charitable cause. Man, I'm telling you, if the situation was ever more primed than it is right now for somebody taking that money and forwarding it towards the relief fund in Ukraine, this is it. But we better watch our own asses in this country. 60 Minutes over the weekend, I don't know if you saw it or not, they basically said that if somebody, because you got that situation in North Carolina, I believe it's North Carolina, where they're still sitting there without power because somebody came in, broke through some whatever security they had, and shot up a couple of transformers, and they have not been able to fix them yet. And so it's chilly, it's cold, it's winter in the Carolinas, which ain't like the winter in Michigan or Wisconsin, but it's still cold, and everything's relative. And, you know, no power, no heat, no electricity, right? They said on 60 Minutes that if there was a coordinated effort where 20 electrical substations that are spread all over the country, that if somebody could identify these 20 substations and attack them all at once, the entire United States of America would be plunged into darkness. Now, how the hell did anybody let that happen? And, oh, I guess it might be a good idea at this point, now that we know that, and now that we've told everybody that, that maybe they could beef up the security a little bit. I'm living in Florida, where it's sunny at 80 degrees today, and it still scares the shit out of me. And then we wake up to this today. Dozens, what does it say? Germany arrests dozens as QAnon-inspired Reichsbürger group accused of plotting to overthrow the government. A bunch of QAnon guys in Germany trying to take over the government. You like this headline? GOP lawmaker says programs like Social Security are garbage that must be cut. Republicans are warning that Social Security, Medicare, and SNAP could be on the cutting board soon. Oh, and Kirstie Alley had colon cancer. She had colon cancer. But according to QAnon, Kirstie Alley was actually, quote, assassinated because she was opposed to COVID vaccines. What does it say when you can't tell the difference between the real headlines and the Onion? Because that is where I am right now. Lizzo provided one of the highlights of last night's People's Choice Awards, bringing a bunch of activists on stage and honoring them for their work. Olivia Wilde showed off her tits. She was wearing a dress you could see right through. Joe Rogan wants The Rock to admit he's on steroids. Here's the quote. There's not a fucking chance in hell he's clean. Not a chance in hell, as big as The Rock is at 50, end quote. Trevor Noah's last Daily Show, that's going to be tomorrow. So when the show returns on January 17th, there's going to be a series of guest hosts. Let's see here, Chelsea Handler, Leslie Jones, Al Franken, Sarah Silverman, Wanda Sykes, John Leguizamo, Marlon Wayans, Roy Wood Jr. I love Desi Lydic. I love her. But, you know, as far as I'm concerned, the Daily Show blew it. They had their chance to put Samantha Bee in there, and they did not. And now that ship has sailed, and now they're fucked. Showtime says George and Tammy was its most watched premiere ever. Jessica Chastain is Tammy Wynette. Michael Shannon plays George Jones. It aired Sunday on Showtime. Paramount Plus CMT pulled in 3.3 million combined viewers. All right, late night tonight, Jimmy Fallon's got Michelle Pfeiffer, Will Ferrell with Jimmy Kimmel, Colbert's got Mariah Carey, Jesse Eisenberg with Seth Meyers, Trevor Noah, Roger Federer. Whoopi Goldberg says her will prevents unauthorized biopics to be made about her after her death. I don't know how they can stop something like that. And Hache, cocaine in her system when she crashed her car and died. Doesn't mean she was impaired, but it doesn't look good either. I told you I saw this movie Monday night called Babylon, which opens on December 23rd, made by the guy who made La La Land, and I loved every single frame of La La Land. 3 hours and 9 minutes, Brad Pitt, Margot Robbie, and she is now copying the idea that it was her idea to insert a scene in the movie where she kisses Brad Pitt in the movie that was not in the script, but she felt like doing it, and they're like, go ahead. Go ahead. This is how well beauty pageants are doing these days. If you want to see the Miss Universe pageant, you got to go to the Roku channel. Apple launching a karaoke feature called Apple Music Sing later this month. Legendary boxing referee Mills Lane died yesterday. He was 85. Birthdays today, Jennifer Carpenter. That's Dexter's sister, 43. Sarah Bareilles, 43. Terrell Owens, 49. Larry Bird, 66. Priscilla Barnes, that would be Chrissy's replacement on Three's Company, 68. Tom Waits, 73. Johnny Bench, 75. Ellen Burstyn, Linda Blair's mom and The Exorcist, is 90. So it would have been Harry Chapman's birthday. We lost him in 1981. anniversary of Pearl Harbor. 69, Frosty the Snowman, first aired on TV, voice provided by comedian Jackie Vernon. That was 53 years ago today. 50 years ago, 1972, America's sixth and final moon mission, Apollo 17, took off from Cape Canaveral, Florida. Looks like we're going back soon. 21 years ago today, in 2001, Ocean's 11, George Clooney, Brad Pitt hit theaters. 6 years ago today, Greg Lake from Emerson, Lake & Palmer lost his fight with cancer at the age of 69. Chuck Yeager died at 97, 2 years ago on this date. 1993, Anne Keefe, formerly of the 50,000-watt Clear Channel voice of Del Mar Gardens, was featured in a full-page story in U.S. News and World Report, where she just basically talked about how much she hated me and the fact that the radio station hired me. National news publication. I hate him. Why don't you do another show called What Makes Bruce Springsteen So Springy? You think I'm making that up? I'm not. 1984, Springsteen plays the Old Barn and KMOX in an attempt to sound hip. Yeah, and go on the air today at 4 o'clock and do a show called What Makes Bruce Springsteen So Springy? Saw Paul McCartney at the Rosemont Horizon in the Chicago suburbs on this date in 1989. One of my favorite stories, I've talked about this before, when you do these movie junkets, they call them, and this is where they fly out on Friday, usually to either Los Angeles or New York, and they put you in a nice hotel, give you like back then it was $125 per diem, and on Friday night, say 6 o'clock, be on the bus. You get on the bus takes you to the theater. You see the new movie sometimes a month or two in advance of anybody else in the free world. You get that honor and you watch that movie screening. And then you get up the next morning and you hop from room to room to room interviewing the stars. I did that for years. And it was on this date in 1996 that the key part of this story is the fact that these people who run these junkets, these technicians, these engineers, videotape operators, cameramen, lighting guys, people are just coordinating the whole thing. They run very, very hot. They get upset easily. You know, they start at like, 8 o'clock in the morning running these things. They're going to be there until 5 o'clock. They're going to have like 70 different reporters from 70 different cities across the Fruited Plains come in, sit down, do their own version of the celebrity interview, and then move on to the next room. And they do this all day. And to be in their defense, to be able to run something this unmanageable, I can understand how you're wound a little bit tight. So I go into an interview Nicole Kidman, and she only gets like a 60-second break in between interviews, and here comes another schlub. Here's the guy from Denver. Here's the guy from San Diego. Here's the guy from Seattle. Here's the guy from Charlotte. Here comes the guy from St. Louis. Like I said, she only gets about a minute in between interviews, and I come walking in, and, hi, Nicole. Hi, JC. How are you? Yeah. And she's eating a blueberry muffin, just getting a real, real quick bite. She didn't even eat the whole thing, just eating a little smidgen of something while another woman is working on her hair and another one's patting her down on her makeup, and she's just trying to get this little piece of blueberry muffin in her mouth. And I sit down. They put the microphone on me. All right, is everybody ready? They don't even bother waiting for a response. They just keep going. And 3, 2, and they point at you, and that means go. So, Nicole, in this movie, you do this and you do that. Tell me about that. And she starts talking, and I say, wait, we have to stop. And you want to talk about dirty looks. Everybody just went like, who the fuck do you think you are to say stop? And now the producer and the engineer, the camera guys, they all get in my face. They're standing right in front of me like, what? And Nicole, who's sitting 2.5 feet from me, has this horrified look on her face. And I just say, Nicole, you've got a giant blueberry stuck between your two front teeth. And all these guys turn around and look at her. She smiles. And there it is, a blueberry stuck right between her two front teeth. Now, she starts laughing hysterically. Her face turns beet red. Little beads of sweat are appearing on her temples and on her forehead. And some woman with a napkin comes running over to Nicole Kidman and hands it to her. And she rubs her teeth down and they look and they go, okay, it's gone. And they count me down. But they were still mad. I'm like, I just kept her from complete and total embarrassment by doing an entire interview with a giant blueberry between her teeth. I did a good thing. Why are you still treating me like I'm some sort of asshole here? All of that, 1996. I don't miss it. And roughly, I think it was about 161 years ago today, a little Greek baby was born. And they said, what should we name him? And mom and dad said, he's going to be a hell of a man. Let's call him Smash. And so it was that Adam Smasher, Asher Ben Ruby, Smash, whatever you want to call him, celebrating his big birthday today. Smash, happy birthday to you. And Kim Kardashian took her son to meet LA Rams star Jalen Ramsey for his 7th birthday. Then Kanye took his son to throw eggs at the Holocaust Museum. And with that, J.C. Corcoran podcast for Wednesday, December 7th, 2020 is in the can. 70 days. Did I say 2020? 2022. Ooh, it's time to go lie down. 70 days until pitchers and catchers report to spring training in Jupiter, Florida. We're here every weekday morning right about this time, absolutely free, as you know. You may email me, jc@jconline.com. Facebook, The Showgram with J.C. Corcoran. Please spread the word. In the meantime, we've beaten this one to death. Have a good one. See you later. Bye.
The J.C. Corcoran Podcast.